study is going to be turning to long.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
6 hours.
The original schedule to meet today.
At 3.
What 3?
Somebody that you were trying to try to call.
At 3, what do you see?
You got it?
Both of them.
Very hard.
Basic that to the other side, and that's too flat to refuse to consider it, and
creative concerns me more than anything else. Congressional reactions about, we've got about 3 weeks before Congress could ask. We've bombed the hell out of them in that 3 weeks period. We've got that air force put on this button. On the other hand,
RPS may know that too.
But if he has that, then he can't survive.
And an RPS may.
ceasefires, I guess. Yeah, they don't get any of these, unfortunately.
I did not see the thing, but I did see a little note of this Harris Poll, which said that...
I never heard of that, but I think maybe I've heard of it before.
I think it was a recent one, sir.
But it's shocking that...
Someone mentioned to me yesterday, I didn't see it, and I saw a little squid in a paper that said that...
Well, if the choice,
sir.
If the choice was, go ahead.
If the choice was a bad agreement, as compared with a decent one,
which would
involve the withdrawal of some North Vietnamese troops, the majority chose the latter. That it seemed to indicate, and I shouldn't quote the name about saying, but I think that Colson, please. It seemed to look flawed.
But that we're pulling for your very private information. I'm pulling myself on our offer. And frankly, the best offer for this offer that we made at Colson City. So that saying whether or not people would support it, we've had you both turn it down. I know that on that, you could have the implications on the control. Well, we shall see. Well, the point is, we're not going to poll. The only purpose of polling is to determine, frankly, what's going to affect Congress.
Yeah,
that's what I am. That is going to affect anyone goddamn day. Because that's why I say we have between now and, I would say basically the 10th of January, Congress can act awful fast. Damn, Mansfield and the rest, they get their committees formed and they start strutting around.
Aren't we going to have to do some reorganizing? And you're getting organized because it takes some time and they do it that quickly. So will that be
done? I'll be done with you.
Oh, yes, of course.
It may take a little bit of
time.
But we're going to know it. The leaders will need. They'll all make statements, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And by that time, we'll all be discounted. That's our problem. Is the goddamn statement of our fire. Right now, what we see between now and the 3rd of January, the Christmas season, not a very good time to set up a war, but on the other hand, in the sense it's not a bad time because the goddamn country is not here. So we just whack the hell out of
it. On the other hand, I would have to say, sir, that I don't doubt that given the length of time now that we've had it fairly well in and out,
yeah,
we're not going to have any immediate dramatic effects and acceptance in a psychological way. I think the impact, I don't think we're going to have it, but I'm trying to say that I'm going to have immediate military impact.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that.
It will be weeks before...
Well, that's bad. No, I understand. I have a plan a little different than she's came up with. I have that plan, you might expect. But we're going to need to be here, too. We're not going to worry about civilian targets. You might have some effect.
I think it will have the effect on the psychological side. If there has been nervousness,
that's what I meant. Psychologically, it's the only effect.
Right.
Jesus Christ, if we can't believe that the Jews and everything else we've got up there, if we can't dumb enough on them, we'll let them think we've got it. It has a psychological effect. No, I agree from a military standpoint that the military are right. They need 2 more years. No, they say 12 more years, perhaps. Yeah, I know they go on. I'm sure they're not. It's just unconscionable. Well, you can't go that long. But on the psychological side, that's why that's the wall this time. We're just not going to step it up a little by little. That stepping up stuff that's been tried for this country for too long. It's the only good thing we've done, the 2 good things we can't go with. Hey, that has some type of
life. Yeah, enormous effect, yes, sir.
Psychologically and military control.
Yes, sir.
So they've got to be hurting. They've got to be hurting. You can't tell me either that mining and all that. They have to build up all that stuff despite.
They have an enormous resistance, of course.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, but to overcome and completely offset, make up for the losses which occur as a result of both the bombing and the mining.
And the agreement of the bombing.
Impossible.
Hello. Yeah.
it's good to come together and set up, and it's in the embassy chancery rather than the rest of the church they can operate.
I'm sorry.
I
you and me, I don't put make it there. I meant chew.
Chew?
You know, I sit there, got a little duck and a little, he sat there phlegmatically. You just don't mean it.
Well, the two things, the only two things that he want, all of us to find a big gate on, couldn't care us about. Two things that he want, of course, were the truth.
The truth.
And the language.
The language on whether or not it was
a government
or an administration, which of course, which I put a standing point at least. Because I said, that we ended it by saying, look, I said, President, you and I will interpret the great saying.
They say that that's what they
say. They say, and our group, they do what they want. And then also, he can also veto the Senate bill. That's the point. It's never going to come into effect. On the first point, the North, of course, is never going to go up there. Never visited that in there. It's like they have to have the South. Got to work on all
that. Do it one way.
Star. Show. Ask him.
If the North, if he really wants a ceasefire, if it really does,
why wouldn't they want one? Now, you say hard to believe.
I mean, in the real sense, that is, they really end the war.
And they,
I find that hard to believe. I just, I think they're...
No, they want to win the war.
Time.
They want to win the war, but it's not so to stop.
Okay.
Two now, to discredit, tell I'm glad
they want to win the war.
They don't want to kill all those bastards. If the North wants to end the war,
then some of their forces remaining in the South would not be a bad thing for you.
Yeah.
They could do some of the policing of the D.C., who are the people that are going to be chasing the villages, villagers and village chiefs. If the North really wanted to adhere to a ceasefire, and if on the other hand, what they want to do is leave those forces down there to let them become D.C.,
well, now, do we need any further instructions to Henry right now?
Sure, I have not.
I may not have. He's bucked up enough. Have you got him?
No, I think so.
Got his morale back?
Oh, yes, he was good. He was charging at that point, so I think he had...
It's tough for him. I know. Bastards, but you cannot get away from reality. You've got a little bit away from reality here. On October 8th, I know what this is. I want to get the deal wrapped up before the election. You can't wrap it up without consulting your ally. That's the problem, as you all know. But having now, getting back in touch with it, if you have no question about the fact that he knows that
he
knows on option two. And
as to what follows then, see how the train of events comes out.
And he also knows that he is to keep open the negotiating track. It's worthwhile.
Exactly.
See, worthwhile. Keep negotiating, but we're not. If this breaks down at this point, we've done damn well or not. I can see the bombing at the present level. What the hell is going on in the North now?
Very little. For two reasons. One, of course,
weather.
We have it shut off at 20.
I know.
Terrible. But the weather is actually terrible.
Weather's always bad in the month.
It really is.
Well, you didn't mean that the chili's great, too.
Well, sir, a new problem. Since we stopped north of the 20th, of course, they've been shifting
sands
down so that they now have half the sand force down in the vicinity of the 20th and below it. So the consequence of that means we have to get more and more Iron Man protecting the B-52s.
They have. But how about over in Ohio? I'm talking about using B-52s over in Ohio.
Oh. Well, there
they own the sand now.
The weather is better up there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's where that was the Sanders, that was shot down.
Yes.
Was the Sanders.
It was the Sanders.
Somebody was involved. They,
kind of lose some. All those later back to, or it's also on, it's under again.
Well, you see what I mean? We, if we go back to Palmer in the Hedgemont, I, Hanoi area, just to go back to those goddamn Melbourne. So there's some Air Force guys can give some order, from, what they call them, from
Flyers.
Flying across, that's
the best way.
Distinguished flying across. He's just trying to put another boat fleet in metal. The Navy gets what the hell the Navy gets, and he just, I see them out there. And all they've done is fly over the goddamn place. They don't drop them any place. They're not hitting the goddamn thing. Well, this time, they're, we're going to hit something. I want a B-52 plant by the end of the day. And, Delmore, I want to talk to him about it. Senator, this is not good. Tell him this is direct from me to him, not to be discussed with the Secretary, Commander in Chief, the Chairman of the Defense Chief. So I want to see what he can do, but not to be discussed. He, on a private basis, is to be ready to come over and talk to me, say, call her, and he said, okay. I want to see what the hell he's got. I asked him about it. He said to me, the Secretary, there's no problem, the Secretary, the State President wants to see the people to plan for anyone and all that finance. Got to see what is doable in the event that we have to break off the farm. What is doable in hitting in that area. Okay, you call him and tell him this is so that it doesn't appear to run around and say, I want him to do it privately so we don't stir up the panic on this. But he should come over here to see you. Tell him that I've asked you for this, but he wants to come see me. And if you say prior to the president at the meetings, you want to see it too. So be ready. Come by his store. By his home. To see you. Call sir.
Right.
Now, in the meantime, you should have something from Henry as well. What the hell he's...
We should have a commercial.
It's quarter or three. He's either having a meeting or he's postponed to tomorrow. Long as there are communists from North Vietnam. next group, that's right.
People are fairly...
Are still hard on.
Yeah, they really are. They really are.
Just leave that with me. That's it. That doesn't have a comment.
I'll get one later.
Why don't you just take that with you and send it back?
I'll send it over to mine.
Sure, I'm going to do that. And, what is happening here, which you can't see, is, of course, our vehicles are being created. And, are backing off of their position, not their October 8th position, the October 26th position, where they agree with the South Gate, because it's very silly as well. But I am prepared to twist that in the event that I determine the right kind of agreement. It is the kind of terrorism strikes here. Even though some targets will remain in effect, provided there is no legal right to them, or anything, see it treated that. Or anyway, that agreement would be very overwhelming if you approve the American agreement. If you survive, I mean not you, but it's obvious if you survive, not coming back. Now, we may face the hard ones here where this will break down. Because, that's the thing I'm concerned about.